Lord, help us to commence this evening with hymn 208. Jesus, lover of thy nation, saviour of thy people free, visit us with thy salvation. Let us, Lord, thy glory see. O revive us, that we may rejoice in thee. 208.
Oh, Read together from the most holy word of God from Paul's epistle to the Romans in the 8th chapter. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that these sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the Lord bless us a reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God, thou hast spared us each to this a Sabbath evening. Thou hast not cut us off as our sins deserve. And truly it is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. The door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. We're still upon praying ground. And the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And O Lord, as thou hast once again favoured us to be found in thy courts this evening hour, all that might be found amongst those that know their need, brought to know, thou hast brought them to know their need. And with broken hearts and contrite spirits, which thou wilt not despise. Ah, those with nothing in their hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling, naked come to thee for dress, foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, ere I die. O Lord, we fast hasten on. Another day, a Sabbath day, draws toward a close. Another month of this year will soon be past, to be seen no more. And this year also rapidly draws toward its close. And our short lives fast hasten on. And, O Lord, thou knowest how we're found in thy courts. And, if we're still yet dead, Lord, do quicken the dead. May they be brought to cry unto thee for mercy. O Lord, we realise that there is a time to be born and a time to die. And after death, the judgment. And, how stands the case with this one? This one, as we stand before the people, Lord, we need, search me and try me and see if there be any wicked way in my heart. Oh, but try us each, O Lord, search the hearts. Break the hard hearts of stone. May they be brought to cry for mercy. May they be brought to smite upon their breasts and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. O Lord, if we are found in that great and terrible day, oh, how solemn it should be if we're still exactly as we've been born. Born in sin and shaped in iniquity, who can know it? Oh, how solemn will be that day. Depart from me, for I never knew you. And that place then to all eternity where the worm dieth not, where the flame is not quenched. But all to be found in that day, clothed with thy righteousness, that robe without seam, that spotless robe, that neither a spot or a shadow of spot upon our soul be found. All to be found in that day, that it may be said, 'Tis he instead of me is seen. Oh, how solemn it should be if oneself is seen exactly as we are. None can say they've been without sin. None can say they've been without sin. And if we're guilty of one sin, we're guilty of the whole law. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But all to have that robe of righteousness which Christ hath wrought, to be found in that day with that oil of thy grace in our lamps, that all when the bridegroom shall appear, when the door is opened, there will be that gracious invitation into that marriage supper of the Lamb. Not to be found as those that returned and found the doors shut. Eternally shut. And so, Lord, do work mighty in each heart, we plead. O Lord, thou knowest how this solemn responsibility does it not rest upon thy servants to preach the whole counsel of God, nor to sow pillars under armpits, nor to raise up upon a false foundation. For it must be Christ and Christ alone. And so, Lord, do enable this poor sinner to continually lay the sinner low and exalt a precious Christ. And it must be Christ formed in the heart, the hope of glory. And so, Lord, do look down upon us each now, we plead, and search the hearts, try the way. And Lord, do quicken the dead and make them cry.
Lord, we will bear before thee each and every one, and especially once again the young and the babes in arms, and we saw the little babe this morning. Ah, Lord, do remember that dear little one. But each one of them, Lord, we plead for them. Lord, grant the parents all needed help. And, O Lord, as we look upon the young and rising race in this present evil world, O Lord, we plead that thou wouldst so work mightily in their hearts whilst young in years, the tender fear of the Lord, that thou wouldst begin that work whilst, even if it could please thee, a babe in arms. O Lord, we plead for them, the parents and our grandparents and those round about them. O Lord, we can pray for them, and so we would pray for them. But the work is thine, the power is thine. But O Lord, do put it into our hearts to plead earnestly for our young, especially, O Lord, as we think upon those with their own children, but also those they look upon their children and their children's children, but also perhaps those mothers and fathers in Israel. They look upon those around about them, and there they're laid upon them. They lay upon their spirit, and they bring them before the Lord. And so, Lord, do hear and answer those pleas we plead. Lord, do hear and answer. We might yet see in our day a strengthening of those things which remain, of those things which are ready to die. O Lord, we see Zion is diminished and brought low. How few attend the solemn feast, but Lord, keep our young. Keep them close by thy maidens. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. Leave them not to the subtlety and the wiles of Satan. Oh, that very real foe. But, O Lord, perhaps there are those that have gone away, and yes, they've gone away to university or away in those places away from home now. Lord, do remember them all, so we plead. And as especially the parents think upon them, and, O Lord, do watch over them where they are. And may it please thee, hedge them about and keep them in the hour of temptation. Lord, remember the parents, and we pleaded for them. This morning we plead for them again. And so, Lord, do hold them up and hold them on in this day in which we live. Grant them wisdom to answer those questions that may arise. And, O Lord, what days we live in, where evil is called good and good is called evil. O Lord, and those questions do arise. And as we pleaded this morning, we read, do we not, in the Epistle of James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally, and upbraideth not. And so enable parents to look to thee, that one, that wise counsel, that one that is wisdom, and has all knowledge and understanding. And so, Lord, we will bear them before thee. And those that bear the heat and burden of the day, and there may be those things they have to return to in the coming day, on the coming day or in the coming days. Lord, do hold them up and go before them, we plead. Lord, have we not known those times and seasons when we ventured forth, perhaps on a Monday morning, and it was so with this one those years ago now. And there was that very great trial that was before us, a very dark cloud that threatened to destroy. And yet, O Lord, thou wast pleased to go with us that day. And thou didst pour out upon us as we journeyed that morning that spirit of grace and supplications. And truly, was it not, to whom could we go? There was no man that could help. And we had to pour out our heart before thee. And, O Lord, we saw thy wonderful working later in that day. Oh, it was. No man could have done it, but it was the Lord. And so, Lord, may they also prove that they were able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. And, O Lord, perhaps there is that which has got to be attended to. It is a great mountain, a dark cloud. Ah, art thou not able to make them flow down at thy presence? Ah, and in those times of trouble dost thou not give unto one and another of thy people that new sharp threshing instrument having teeth? Ah, that new life to prayer. It gives new life to prayer, and urgency doth it not? And ah, is it not then that one is emboldened to plead? Plead unto one who is able. Plead unto one upon whom help is laid. Plead unto this one, that glorious high priest, that advocate with the Father, the man Christ Jesus. Plead unto that one that ever sits there and waits to answer prayer. Oh, does it not, when we come like the language we read in Hebrews, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Oh, and it does so, that new, sharp, threshing instrument having teeth. And we're emboldened to plead. We plead, because we're brought to wit's end. We have no more strength or might of our own. We may have tried everything else, and then it is not, till at last to him we cry. And so, Lord, do undertake for them. Manage all by the way unto the end. May they prove that, Lord, boy, this one had to prove those years ago now, the battle is not yours but God's. And, may they prove like that one of old. You have no need to fight in this battle. But, did they not gather spoil for those, was it 3 days, we believe it was, gathering of much spoil. They saw the enemies before them lying as dead men. You have no need to fight in this battle. The battle is not yours but God's. And so, Lord, may they prove that thou art that one. That one that is able to shut the mouths of lions. That one like we trust we proved also. Truly is able to shut the mouths of lions and even the devil himself. And so, Lord, do remember, we plead, those that have those things before them, Lord, do go before them. Remember each and every one, then we plead, in all their various scenes of life. And so, Lord, do enable to cast their cares upon thee, for he careth for you. Lord, remember those in the even time of life. May they prove continually thou art the happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is on the Lord his God. That one that they've proved even to this day has neither left them nor forsaken them. They proved in time past that I will not leave you comfortless, I'll come to you. In time past, as I never look back, and may it please, yes, they feel wearied with the journey, and so many obstacles and dangers in the way, and their weariness of the journey, and their age and infirmity, Lord, may they prove, thou those everlasting arms underneath them, thou wilt gather them up, and carry them in thy arms and bring them through the swellings of Jordan to that appointed place, that which they've seen by faith and longed for by faith, as they feel they have no continuing city here, but they seek that which is to come, and they will bring them to their desired haven. And so, Lord, do remember those in age and infirmity. Remember once again, Lord, we plead for those in sickness. There are those young, one at home, even very young, Lord, we plead that they would use the means, bless the means that are used for their treatment, that thou wouldest put forth thy mighty hand and grant that perfect healing. And sanctify the path to each and every one. We bear before thee the parents also. But Lord, any here that are, yes, perhaps as they look upon their young ones and their bowels are moved, their bowels yearn for them, we've known it also. And so, Lord, may it please thee that thou wouldest draw near and comfort them. And we remember the time when thou didst comfort this poor sinner, when her own dear son, youngest son, was brought to the gates of death. As a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Lord, do remember such, we plead, but any in affliction, whatever their age, and we think upon our various ones through their age, through the ages, and even those, O Lord, in their senior years, and we think upon one. Lord, we're reminded of him by one this morning. Lord, do remember him, we plead. And Lord, if it could please thee, raise him up again. Lord, restore him to his wonted place. But, O Lord, do sanctify the path to each and every one. Sanctify it to those that look on their loved ones, those that care for them. And, O Lord, perhaps at times they wonder how they can maintain themselves in the way. They feel also, as they look upon a loved one, and they feel ready to faint, so wearied with the way. Lord, do strengthen them also with thy word. Speak the word only. And Lord, we plead them for each and every one. Sweeten the pain. Sanctify the path. Make the bed for them. Lord, if it could please thee, that it truly might be said in time, they can say by faith in time, it was good that I was afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. And in have we not proved some of us in those afflictions, we've learned thy statutes. We've learned more of our wretched self and more of a precious Christ. And so, Lord, remember the afflicted. Lord, some also walk in deep paths, dark paths. It may not be the affliction of body, but strange and mysterious paths they walk in. O Lord, draw near and comfort them. May it please thee, O Lord, may they prove that thou art their good shepherd, that has gone before them, that goeth before his sheep. They're not being driven along into unknown paths. The shepherd has gone before them. He knows the way they take. And when he hath tried me, like Job of old, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And so, Lord, we plead for each and every one. And once again, we plead for our land and nation. Oh, Lord, what wickedness we see. What abominations. Lord, we tremble. We tremble, yet doth it not make us cry more earnestly? Remember, in wrath, remember mercy. And Lord, we believe thou hast, remember mercy. And once again, we will acknowledge thy goodness towards us still. Thy hand is stretched out still. We've seen a goodly harvest gathered in. And we see once again the springing forth of the crops of the earth. And O Lord, we would thank thee, thou hast heard and answered prayer. Thou hast stayed thy hand. And yet we are ripe for judgment. We're like Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet, in mercy, thou hast remembered us. Oh, if it could please thee, turn us once again, and we shall be turned. Bring to naught the things that are, and frustrate the evil designs of men, the further designs of them. We thank thee for it in the past a little while. That is bring to naught that which they sought to impose upon the statute book again. Did it not cause much trembling, fearfulness blackness at times come over the spirit? But, O Lord, thou hast heard the cries. But, Lord, do bring once again, we plead, us back in this nation, whereby thy word is once again exalted, not trodden underfoot, and thy days set apart from the days of the week. Yet we have turned thee the back and not the face. We sin against light and knowledge. But Lord, do open the eyes of our leaders. Break their hard hearts. Show them what they ought to do. But Lord, we have to come even to this, do we not? And oh, how often feeling our own heart. Lord, we can look upon the nation. And we can look upon the nations of the earth. But oh, do we not have a need from time to time to plead like this? Search me. An individual worker searching of our own hearts. How soon we can become perhaps caught up with something. And oh Lord, we can get our hearts are drawn aside, our affections taken up with things which are very much of the earth, earthy, may not be unlawful, but are our affections. We've left our first love. Lukewarmness, even coldness has come upon our spirit. And oh Lord, we need that stirring up as the eagle stirreth up her nest. And so, Lord, do stir us up, we plead, stir this poor one up. May we plead, with that honesty that was shown to us. Ransack every corner of our heart, and if there's some secret sin, Lord, reveal it to us. And Lord, you know, us to come with a truly broken heart and a contrite spirit, to confess it and grant grace to forsake it. For, oh Lord, we often think of that concerning David and his sin with Bathsheba. He couldn't see when that the prophet went unto him with that parable. Oh, what righteous anger arose in his heart, was it not? And he demanded to know who was the one. Thou art the man. Thou art the man. And oh, from time to time, Lord, do we not need that also? Thou art the man, thou art the woman, thou art the child. And to be brought like David of old, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within. So, Lord, do help us each, we plead. Oh, we need that stirring up. Lord, we can soon become like the letters we read in Revelations. And it does us good, does it not, to read those letters? And to take by the Spirit, to seal them upon our heart. And from time to time to feel that it is a word unto us also. And so, Lord, do help us now, we plead, as we turn to thy word. And Lord, remember, we plead then the cause of truth here. Those that have the responsibility, those that give out the hymns, those that take their places, whether it is whatever part it may be with the Sabbath school, the young, or even starting the singing or playing of the organ. Lord, remember each one. But Lord, are there none of thy dead elect in and around these parts? In this village of Swavesey, or in the surrounding villages. Lord, thou knowest where they are. Do yet put forth thy hand, we plead. Bring them to that time when they venture to even to the doors here, whither, sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ, or else I die. And all the prodigals, thou knowest where they are, even this night. Those that have, sheep were upon our mind this morning, been upon our mind in the past days. But those sheep that have wandered, they've wandered from the fold of God. And like the old servants used to speak of those that have gone away from thee as far as sheep can run. But thy hand is not shortened that cannot save, and save unto the uttermost all that call upon thee. Bring them to that time of need. Bring them to that time of hungering and thirsting. Yes, they prove that the world cannot fill them anymore. They have an aching void. And they are brought to that time when, there's been that perhaps a word in many years ago. It has remained. It's been taking that deep root downward. And now, Lord, it is beginning to break up, come up through the clods of the earth, that prepared ground in their heart. And like we had to quote this morning, like Joseph Irons of old, I believe it was. Ah, I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? And so, Lord, do bring them back, the prodigals. Bring them back with true repentance and godly fear, godly sorrow, godly fear. Ah, bring them back to the Father's household, we plead. And oh, what a mercy it should be, sir. But Lord, thou knowest where they are. Thou knowest where they are. Perhaps they're enjoying the world even at this moment of time. Oh, Lord, may it please thee, make it bitter to their taste, if it could please thee. Ah, Lord, only thou canst do it. And so, Lord, do help us now, as we're gathered in thy courts. May it please thee. Ah, feed us with that food convenient for our souls, and send none empty away. Lord, thou knowest those that truly hunger and thirst, those that long, they long to hear the shepherd's voice, they long to hear their title clear to mansions in their sky, in the skies. They long to hear, I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And so, Lord, do help us now, we plead. Bless us each together. And ere we leave thy courts, all that might be that which we can take home, that which has been gleaned from amongst the sheaves, that which are, perhaps even this day, this evening hour, those hands full of purpose thou hast commanded to let fall, nothing to hinder them. They gather up and take it home and beat it out. That it might be yet that wrought, that shall yet be to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name shall have all the praise. That some poor sinner may yet have their mouth opened. They cannot remain silent any more. They have to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood, and say, behold, the way to God. O Lord, thou didst open this poor sinner's mouth, thou didst loose my tongue. Ah, cause a stammering tongue to speak. Ah, put the new song in the mouth, that song of praise unto thee. We plead then for the pardon of every sin, and all we've asked amiss, we plead for Christ's sake, and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 573. Jesus is the one thing needful, I without him perish must. Gracious Spirit, make me heedful, help me in his name to trust, and with pleasure in him as my portion boast. 573.
Thank you.
Once again, seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we venture to return to the words we spoke from this morning in John's Gospel and verses 27 and 28. Chapter 10, John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Come back once again, with that question. Am I found as a sheep or a goat? Am I found as one loved from all eternity, bought with a price? Am I found amongst those whom he hath loved, not because of who they are or what they are, but because their name from all eternity has been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life? They're the elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Or we may be found in the courts of the Lord. But the Lord looks upon the heart. The Lord looks upon your heart and mine. And at times I find it searching even in my heart when we read concerning those of the disciples, and there was one, was there not, that betrayed Christ. It is very searching, is it not? Even to the Lord's servants. Am I found as one that is that one that comes forth with that sound of an instrument, that true sound? Or am I as one that has an uncertain sound? Yes, we need the Spirit to search our hearts, and the Spirit to try our ways, and to see whether we truly are in that way which leadeth unto life, that narrow way. And few there be that find it. We read, do we not, it is that narrow way. Straight is a gate, and narrow is a way, and few there be that find it. But it is a remnant of all mankind. We read, do we not, when back in Noah's day, it was but just a small remnant, was it not? I know not how many anybody might have estimated there were upon the earth in the days of Noah, but how few were found shut up in the ark. The Lord shut them in. And how many are amongst all mankind shut in with Christ? Am I one that is found in that sheepfold by whom Christ is a door? Whom Christ is a door? If we've come up some other way, we're but, are we not, as thieves and robbers? But to come into that fold, be brought into that fold through Christ, they've heard his voice. Heard his voice. As we quote, I believe, this morning out of Song of Solomon, those black but comely ones, but draw me, and we will run after thee. There's been that voice heard, that by the Spirit, that it became the voice of the Lord unto them. It's no more but the words of a man, perhaps, as you take it, as one stands up in the Lord's name. But it becomes you the voice of the Lord. It is our word, that voice that has come with power. It has come with that sure and certain word of prophecy. It has been sealed upon your heart. It is the voice of the Lord, the voice of the shepherd.
the voice of the shepherd, my sheep hear my voice. But ah, what a mercy it is, they shall hear that voice. I believe we quoted this, we said this morning, they shall hear that voice. There will be that time when they shall know it. But ah, as I believe we spoke this morning, yes, how many years we tried to patch up our own inglorious righteousness. We may go about for many years patching up again and again. As the rents grow worse, we patch up and patch up. But rather the rents grow worse. We find that robe which we're trying to patch up, we find it's a bed shorter than we can lie on. And if the Lord has a favour towards you, there will be that time when it shall come. There will be that cry unto the Lord, and that voice, the Lord will hear thy voice. But his calls that quickening, his calls you to realise that, the more I strove against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled but the more. Till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. A hymn of hearts came to my mind. And as I turned to it before we came away, 838, and it may be perhaps one, this is, Lord, hear a restless wretch's groans. To thee my soul in secret moans, my body's weak, my heart's unclean, I pine with sickness and with sin. I pine with sickness and with sin. My strength decays, my spirits droop, bowed down with guilt, I can't look up. I lose my life, I lose my soul, accept thy mercy, make me whole. As we spake this morning concerning sheep, and it came to mind again in the interval. Yes, when there are those that know of sheep and I've had many years in my earlier days working with cattle and with sheep. And now how sheep, they seem to be prone to every disease, every malady. Not like cattle, but sheep, you cannot forsake them for long before something would take hold upon them. And it is often to their death. And so it is when sin rankles in the veins, when that which has been coursing through their veins, it causes that poor sheep to groan under that. It causes that poor sheep to bleed through that weakness and weariness. What a mercy it is. And when we often think concerning sheep, well, I remember it so. Oh, we may have missed one perhaps the day before. And we've gone out searching for it, and we may have perhaps roughly where it would have gone. Having, yes, like the shepherds of old, we know we didn't go before the sheep in such a way, but if we were taking them to fresh pasture, we looked round and we saw perhaps the obstacles and the dangers, perhaps the miry clay of a pond or the brambles in a certain area, and we knew roughly where to go. And such was that one. Tempted by something, and they've been perhaps caught in the miry clay of a pond. They've been caught up in the brambles, the thicket, and the more they've struggled, they've come tighter and further embedded in. And we've heard their plaintive cry, and is it not so with a poor sinner? When they cry unto the Lord, and the Lord answers, the Lord will answer them. And he will grant them that eternal life. Lord, hear a restless wretch's groans. Is that your language, poor sinner? Has that ever been my language? To thee my soul in secret moans. My body's weak, my heart's unclean. I pine with sickness and with sin. My strength decays, my spirits droop. Bow down with guilt, I can't look up. I lose my life, I lose my soul. Accept thy mercy, make me whole. And what does a shepherd do when he finds one in such a way? He does all to restore that one again. He perhaps goes as carefully as he can to pull that one up out of the miry clay. Does all he can, or that one that's wound up in the thicket. And there are perhaps the tears that have taken place. He pours in that oil and the wine, in such, if we speak of it spiritually, but he pours in that which to heal up the wounds. And is it not so with the child of God, the Lord, when he, that time appointed comes, he pours in the oil and the wine of his gospel, makes it known. It becomes, the word becomes sweet to their taste. Sin's rankling sores my soul corrode. O heal them with thy balmy blood, and if thou dost my health restore, Lord, let me ne'er offend thee more. But oh, the precious blood of Christ, the precious blood of Christ. Nothing can heal the a poor sinner but the precious blood of Christ made known to them, revealed to them. Like it is as a shepherd then gathers up that one, gathers that one and returns to the fold with them, does all he can to mend up the wounds, to clean them up, and once again carefully tend to them until they're back on their feet. And so it is with the Lord to a poor trembling sinner. At that time when he comes, right where they are, comes right where they are, pours in the oil and wine of his gospel. Is that what your desire is? You long for it. I can remember the time when it was so with this one, but it's been again and again. We long for those refreshings and renewings, but we speak concerning one. We spake this morning concerning perhaps one at Bethesda's pool 38 years. And so you wait. We spake this morning, did we not? The harvest is ended, the summer is over and gone, and still I'm not saved. But that time appointed comes. When he speaks peace into your soul, when he does say unto your soul, I am thy salvation, he leads you into that, that way everlasting. Reveals Christ in the garden of Gethsemane to a poor trembling sinner, and you're brought to see there that that which deserved hell, those sins which deserved hell, when the Lord testified against you and you trembled under the smokings of Mount Sinai. And you see there that one that satisfied the law in every jot and tittle. Every jot and tittle, nothing more to pay. The whole sum is cancelled by his death, his merits, his blood, his righteousness. I know when it was with this poor sinner, picture the time now, it was in the hospital. The Lord drew near, poured in the oil and the wine of the gospel. And I know the treatment I had to have in that way concerning my never dying soul. It went on for some weeks. The Lord, every time I picked the word up, there was something more that fed this poor sinner and strengthened this poor sinner that once again restored my soul, restored it back. In that restoration, it's back to where it was before Adam sinned, is it not? That peace of God which passeth all understanding. When we see that the greatest of our sins, they were laid upon Christ. All our sins, however deep and dark they were laid upon Christ. That spotless lamb, that one was made sin for his people. We read, I know I've quoted it before, but it comes to my mind. That hymn 95, and did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Yes, the Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high. Surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed and die, to suffer, bleed and die. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And if you've been following that, if the Lord has led you into that way, and you've been following in the footsteps of the flock, Yes, you may feel at times, am I in that in the footsteps of the flock? Am I in that way? And it isn't until the Lord draws near and pours in that oil and wine of his gospel, when he makes to you and me salvation known and witnessed with the blood, we still wonder from time to time, am I in that way? But sometimes we look back to that time and the remembrance of it is sweet. And yet, perhaps there is that one that is longing for it still. That time of love shall come. We said this morning, it shall come, it will come, it must come. But the language in that hymn 838, is that your language? If that's your language, that time of love will come. When you know sin's rankling sores that corrode the soul, oh, heal them with thy balmy blood. And if thou dost my health restore, Lord, let me ne'er offend thee more. Well, we read Romans chapter 8. Oh, what a mercy it should be that unto some poor trembling sinner, the word we read, therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For there's no comfort in the law, under the law. There's no comfort under the law, but under the gospel. The precious gospel made known to a sinner, then there's comfort that no man can give you. But the shepherd does give it. This good shepherd that does give. I don't know if I can find the word, but it came to my mind this morning. I think I quoted part of it. Yes, I see it now. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. He shall feed his flock. He shall lead them in that right way. And shall lead them to that time, where there is no condemnation. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. All the while we're under the law is condemnation, condemnation, and condemnation. But under grace, under grace, that oil and wine of the gospel, that perfect healing. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. If one says, but I'm a Christian, if they walk still according to the course of this world, there's nothing in them that shows that they've been wrought in them. But if there's been that wrought in your heart and mine, that change wrought, there must be a change. There must be a change. I know I quoted part of it this morning, but it is, once again, it comes to my mind and I have to speak as I trust I've handled and tasted and felt of the word of life. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Yes, we did walk in that way. There must be that change. There must be that change. And the world will see it. And they will, you'll be despised in the eyes of the world. Yes, you'll be despised in the eyes of the world. But there must be that change. And the world will see it. Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, the oil and wine of the gospel, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye are saved. But all this verse here, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, when he's brought you into the banqueting house. The world without time will bring you, poor sinner, into the banqueting house, and you'll see that banner over you is love. Oh, that banner over you is love. The banqueting house. That place, is that your desire? Be brought into the banqueting house, where you may see that banner over you is love. I may have said before, but this chapter. Yes, the Lord spake by his Spirit into my poor soul those words, by grace ye are saved. And it was many months. And if the Spirit has wrought in your heart and spoken, take the time to sit down and look that word up. I can only speak from experience, but it was so with this poor sinner. There I long for the word to be made precious to me, and to be truly know that I was in the footsteps of the flock, that one wrought upon by the Spirit. And it was those words, by grace ye are saved. But I got up morning by morning, and it seemed though the busy scenes of life, I had to get on with them, until that time, brought down, labouring and brought down, labouring, heavy laden, burdened with sin, I sat down in the quietness of the moment, and I sat down and looked this chapter up. And as I read through that chapter, the Lord revealed himself to me in a fuller measure, in love and mercy. We read, do we not, that chapter draws toward a close, the second chapter of Ephesians. At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, it was that but now I long for. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That but now comes to mind. Perhaps I refer to it, perhaps as this. But now you long for also. If I can find that but now. This is what your soul desires. Poor trembling lamb, poor trembling sheep. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh. We quoted the hymn a little earlier. Did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the sky, stoop down to wretchedness and dust? The guilty worms my rise. That one, verily God, verily man, by whom were all things, but took upon himself a body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin, this shepherd and bishop of your souls, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments containing ordinances, to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he by might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, Ye are no more strangers and foreigners. Ah, other sheep have I, and not of this fold. Ah, but they shall come. They shall come, they shall all come. They shall all hear his name. Ye now therefore no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. But all the time hastens, but there are a few more things I want to speak from in Romans. Romans chapter 8, and it's concerning that love of Christ, this shepherd. And concerning sheep, oh, there is much continually right for a sheep's life. There's no difference between the lamb and the old sheep. There's something in a moment that can bring it down. And so it is with a child of God. Often things that seem to bring it down seem to, as if it will bring it to everything to nothing. Everything to nothing. They will not make that desired haven. They will make shipwreck at last. But the closing words of that chapter. We read, do we not? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And so those things are like we know we had to do with our sheep. We have to sometimes shut them up or do things to them. Yes, I can remember one those years ago that had nothing but a taste for acorns, which didn't do it any good. And all it did was go after acorns. I had to shut it up. That was the only thing that could do it any good. Shut it up. It denied grass and it had to be fed on hay and a few nuts. But shut it up. The Lord knows how to deal with each one of his people in individual ways. He might bring something upon you into your path, but it is for a reason. It is for a reason, but he's a good shepherd and bishop of your souls that knows more about you than ever anyone else can do. He knows all about you from the beginning to the end. And he's sovereign in his dealings. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his eternal purpose. And those sheep, they will know at times chastisement. The Lord will bring upon them the hand of chastisement. But where should some of us have been without chastisement? Should we not have been then as bastards and not sons? Whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth. And yet sometimes those chastisements seem, such to our flesh they are, as if that'll also bring us to naught. But, we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them that are called according to his eternal purpose, according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And there's much dross in us that doesn't conform to the image of his Son. I know in myself as much dross and tin to consume. There's those things that the Lord is pleased to bring into the pathway. It's for your good and my soul's good and your soul's good. If we were left to ourselves, we'd be like the wayward child, would we not? Uncontrollable. But to conform, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. But all the time hastens on these last verses then. We have a path to walk out here below. These poor, trembling, fearful sheep, they have a path to walk out. Sheep are not, the boldest of creatures. Oftentimes they're very timid. And there are many dangers in the way. many dangers in the way, and in some countries many fearful beasts of prey. And so it is with the child of God, many dangers in the way, fearful beasts of prey. And oh, in those times and seasons when the adversary comes against you like the storm against the wall, you'll know what fearing is then. Fearing and trembling. But oh, and then when the adversary in the midst of it all turns the accuser of the brethren. Oh, therefore there is no condemnation. But oh, when the adversary points a finger and says, look at you, you're a wretched sinner. Perhaps brings to light something you've never realized before. But who shall lay? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? I know not long after I put on a lone profession, enabled so to venture, it seemed, there was much the adversary put into my way, brought to remembrance, I thought would bring this poor sinner down, with sorrow to the grave, with no hope. I remember one particular day I sat upstairs and, I felt my wretchedness and my poverty, and the adversary pointed the finger. But who is he that can? There is therefore now no condemnation. But it felt like condemnation. And I felt the adversary was just in what he said. Just in his insinuations that I had sinned and come short. But the line of the hymn was brought to my mind sweetly by the Spirit. Once in him. Once in him forever. Thus the eternal covenant stands. Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, and this is a comfort, is it not? When the sweet shepherd of his sheep brings it into your experience, brings it all into your heart in the times of trouble and persecution or famine or nakedness or peril, or when we're those threatenings, we feel it. All things are against us. Like Jacob of old, and perhaps you're in such a place as him, you've known those promises of the Lord. They've been many years ago, and yet now, such is the perplexity of your pathway, all these things are against me. They threaten to destroy, threaten to bring to nothing, and you wonder whether those promises are, those promises which, is, yes, they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus, but as soon as it not, unbelief rises up. Unbelief rises up. But shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. This shepherd that's loved from all eternity, and ever will love a poor, yes, that trembling sheep, that one that feels his wretchedness, continually feeling his wretchedness. Tom's brought to that place, he's unable to do anything. Brought to such a stand at times through unbelief and fears that rise up. When the Lord then speaks peace into your soul, brings once again, speaks the word, grants deliverance. Ah, do we not read concerning Christ? Did he not say, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And have not some has proved it, and may you prove it also. I know not your path, but may you prove it also. This shepherd and bishop of your souls, and my soul, trust it so. Ah, I will not leave you comfortless. When you feel at times, ah, even the fear of death, ah, and principalities and powers, things present and things to come, they all seem to be such mountains and darkness and forebodings in the pathway. Shall I make that desired haven? Will I make shipwreck before that time? Will I make shipwreck at last? But nay, nay in all these things. We are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And one hymn was upon my mind of Doddridge. I think it was Doddridge. And we feel we're closing in this way. Hymn 345. And may we come with the language there, my soul with joy attend. While Jesus' silence breaks, no angel's harp such music yields as what my shepherd speaks. I know my sheep, he cries. My soul approves them well. Vain is the treacherous world's disguise, and vain the rage of hell. I freely feed them now with tokens of my love, but richer pastures I prepare, and sweeter streams above. Unnumbered years of bliss I to my sheep will give, and while my throne unshaken stands, shall all my chosen live. This tried almighty hand is raised for their defence. Where is the power that can reach them there, or what can force them thence? Enough, my gracious Lord, let faith triumphant cry. My heart can on this promise live, can on this promise die. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £725, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday school and administer the Lord's Supper. Let us close with hymn 1088. Shepherd divine, our wants relieve in this our evil day. To all thy tempted followers give the power to trust and pray. 1088.
be pleased to bless our poor ramblings, that which is of thee. Lord, thou knowest how at times we feel the poorness of our preaching, but Lord, get to thyself honour and glory, even out of these things we plead. Lord, thou knowest then that which is of thy word, and that which thou dost by thy Spirit seal upon the heart of some poor sheep or lamb in thy fold, that grant them that little encouragement in the way, that they are found truly in the footsteps of the flock. And oh, if it could please thee, Lord, there might be that which has been gathered from amongst the sheaves, those hands full of purpose. There might be now that which can be taken home and beaten out, that shall yet redound to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name shall have all the praise. And Lord, do cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do remember us each now as we take our separate journeys home or to our abodes this night. And Lord, do remember each one in all that concerns me in the pathway. Oh, may they prove, that shepherd and bishop of their souls that has carried them and ever will carry them, that has carried them all the days of old and will not forsake them, that are what may be before them in the way. Yes, nothing will separate them from the love of Christ. Nothing will separate them. And may they prove, truly, that thou art that shepherd that's gone before them. Gone before them. Knows the way they take. And so, Lord, do remember each we plead. Do now remember us each and all that concerns us now, O Lord, thou knowest, from the youngest here to the oldest. Lord, that which pertains to the pathway of life. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.